The recent publication on the damage that we produced at the end of March showed an intensive damage happened during the last 4 weeks. The level of damage at areas that totally destructed because of the recent operation, particularly in the western side, revealed the huge number of destruction concentrated in the western or the right side of Mosul. Mm.
The data showed that damage to houses is 2.5 times greater than in eastern districts. Do we know the reasons behind this?
The reason because the, our analysis, we can attribute this to our urban analysis of these areas, these neighborhoods are mainly residential neighborhoods in the right side of Mosul. Residential neighborhood was the medium and low level neighborhoods because of the urban fabric, because of the dense areas. So the percentage of the damage in the residential area is higher than elsewhere, or higher also than in the left side.
How could the UN benefit from this information right now?
Actually, this analysis with regard to the destruction and the classification of the destruction into housing or infrastructure, roads, bridges, commercial public facilities, that helped the concerned UN agencies and other actors who are involved to prepare for the stabilization and recovery efforts to plan for their interventions. So, you know now, to recover the infrastructure or the facilities, whether we are talking about water system or health system, the concerned actors, they need to know what's happening. They need to know what kind of damage happened there or what size of damage happened there to plan for their intervention. So we think that this visual and spatial analysis would help the actors to plan for their respective interventions in the forthcoming phase.
Maybe you're dealing more with the technical side, but do you have any information about the impact on civilians on the ground?
We don't do the assessment with regard to the civilians. Actually, other humanitarian agencies, they report about this. We try to focus on the urban fabric, urban changes, living conditions also. We have another publication with regard to the living conditions, but we don't focus on the civilians or the impact on civilians.
Did you share this information with the Iraqi government, maybe for planning ahead also?
With regard to our profiling or the urban monitoring that we do through the data portal, we share these dashboards with the Iraqi authorities through the Joint Coordination Center in Baghdad. So they also share with the concerned authorities who are responsible on planning for reconstruction.